This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi. The audio comment line is area code 734-331-0772. If you want to send feedback, those are the two best places to send it to. excuse me. I am actually in the middle of making myself a little bit of breakfast. And as I'm doing that, for some odd reason, I started thinking about Torchwood, Miracle Day. Now, I started watching Torchwood, Miracle Day, and I thought that the first couple of episodes were really good. You know, this was Torchwood. It was good. And then, oh, by the way, spoilers. Something happened that completely turned me off of the series. And that's when they killed the doctor. More than them killing the doctor was the episode after they killed the doctor, where it's just like, eh, who gives a shit? You know, and that is, that was a problem with that series. It seemed like they were all about setup, and not really about delivery. It was all about, here. Check this out here. Check this out here. This is cool here. This is cool. And I just, there were only three characters you knew. And only three characters you really cared about. That was Jack, Gwen, and Reese, her husband. I don't know. It started off as a really good premise. You know, what if everybody died? You know, what if not everybody died? What if nobody could die? You know, what if everybody was immortal? And it looked at it in a pretty good, pretty realistic way. You know, what if the only thing that you could do to people would be to break them down to their atoms? And that's what they did. They set people on fire and that kind of stuff, because nobody could die the way that we saw it, you know? And that was interesting. It was a whole new look at it. There were some questions that I had that I don't know if they ever answered. They probably really wouldn't address it, but who knows. And that was the whole thing about aging. You know, I know that Jack, Captain Jack, doesn't get old. You know, he doesn't get older, he doesn't age. But is that for everybody? You know, with the people who are old and infirm, filled with, I don't know, let's just say old colitis and arthritis, would they have to suffer with that forever? You know, I mean, are you stuck in stasis? Like, the way you are now is the way you will always be forevermore? And what about babies, you know? I suppose women who are pregnant could give birth, but what about those newborn babies? Would they ever get older? And there's a lot of things they kind of left unanswered. I don't know if they. I'm assuming that there was a resolution by the end of the series, and it turns out that I'm under the impression that it was some guy who wasn't like a long lost villain, but somebody we'd never ever heard of before. I don't know. The problem I had with it was they introduced all these characters, but only three we knew, only three we cared about. And the ones that they tried to get us to care about, they didn't really want us to care about too much, you know. Mekhi Phifer's character, he was a prick, you know. I really didn't give a shit about him. You know, he was constantly in pain. I didn't care if he died or not, right? The girl who played Babe from All My Children. I can't remember her name on the show. She... I don't know why she was there, you know? She kind of reminded me of Tosh, one of the original cast members, in that she was, like, really easy to push around, you know? I don't know. I just didn't warm up to her. Now, I liked the doctor simply because the doctor was trying to do something, you know? She was trying to figure out what was going on, why it was happening. And Torchwood seemed to be battling, you know, the rest of the guys at Torchwood, they didn't really seem to be doing much, you know? At least not to me. She was at least trying. But then when they got rid of her character, I was like, you know, I don't really care about the rest of them. You know, I mean, I know that Jack and Gwen are going to come through it. But then again, I would have said that about Ianto last time with Children of Earth. And I think that that's where they kind of went wrong with Miracle Day, is that they set it up sort of like Children of Earth, where it was, well, Children of Earth was a 5-part miniseries, so it was a 5-part story. This was 10 parts, and it seemed like there was an awful lot of filler in those 10 parts. And that kind of made me think that they're doing it wrong, you know. When you have a 10-part story like that, you have to make it interesting. And more importantly, how can I put this? When Doctor Who builds up to a big finale, it's because he sprinkled, because the main writers, the showrunners, would sprinkle sort of clues as to what was going to happen in the finale all throughout the season, right? And a lot of times they're like really blatant. To tell you the truth, the best one was like the first one with Bad Wolf. I didn't see that one coming at all. But the rest of them, and you kind of figured out what was going on, right? Especially if you paid attention to casting. But that works with Doctor Who because by its design, it's not supposed to dwell on one set of stories for too very long, right? And then when it wraps it up, it's like, okay, all these individual one-and-done stories had like a little thread going through them, and then boom, you get to the very end, you know? So it seemed like they did not want to go that route. And so it almost seemed like they tried to do the go the Lost route. When what they should have been doing is following not only the Doctor Who route. Let's face it, Doctor Who got it from Babylon 5. All right, Babylon 5 to me is still the best example of a determined story arc, you know. It started off one way and it was supposed to end one way. Now, if the networks that they were involved with hadn't jerked them around, I think that season 4 would have been a lot longer and a lot of the stuff would have gone over into season 5, and a lot of the foolishness of season 5 that made it seem almost rushed wouldn't have been there, you know. You could have ended the Shadow War, and that would have been the end of the series. And I think that it would have been a lot better. As it was still great. So you're talking about taking something that was great and making it greater. No big deal, you know. But what they did was, yes, there was the overall story arc, but at the same time, they didn't dwell on that, you know. There was, like they do in Doctor Who, little things teased throughout it. And that's kind of how I think they should have done it. But instead, Torchwood Miracle Day just kept getting, it seemed like they were going down, you know, little side adventures that were almost directly related to it, you know, like the whole thing with her father. Which, that kind of, that whole thing bugged me. You know, she goes across the Atlantic and they have problems and they get here. Then she goes back over to London and has no problem. And then she's like, all right, you know what? I have to be back there. And I'm like, oh, for goodness sake, will you make up your mind? And that, like I said, that just didn't work for me. They should have had a better story structure. You know, that's all I'm saying, is that it should have been thought of. It should have been planned out a little better. Instead of having a big 10-part story, they should have had 10 television episodes that comprised one big story. That's, to me, a big difference. There's a big difference between the two, and they just didn't care to capitalize on that, you know. I don't know if we're going to see any more Torchwood, because the way I understand it, this was sort of a failure. I know I will say personally that I think it is a failure from a creative point of view. And I don't blame Russell T. Davis. I know a lot of people like to blame Russell T. Davis for all the bad stuff that happened with Doctor Who. But to tell you the truth, I sort of liked his Doctor Who better than Stephen Moffat's Doctor Who so far. Now, maybe it's because, you know, Davies had better doctors. But I kind of liked Matt Smith at first, but his shtick is starting to wear thin. And as much as I like Amy Pond, she does seem to be sort of like I don't know. She solves everything, you know. Kind of reminds me of the television show Benson, of all things. If you remember way back then, Benson was the butler on the show Soap. And then when he left to go on his own show, the very first couple of episodes where Benson, who is now in charge of like the governor's mansion now, something would happen and all these people couldn't figure it out, but Benson would come and, you know, pretty much save the day with an idea. And I remember my grandfather watching that. He was like, oh, this is going to be another one of those shows where everybody's dumb except him. And I think they got away from that, but I don't know. I quit watching Benson after a while for that same reason, that Amy Pond is starting to get on my nerves. I like Amy Pond. I like Rory, but they should not be solving everything that the doctor cannot solve, you know. And there were plenty of times where the doctor's sitting there looking flummoxed and she figured it out, say, oh, let me just talk to him. I can touch them with my humanity. And it's like, are you kidding me? Come on now. But that's just me. I like Karen Gillan, but her character, like that of Matt Smith, is getting on my nerves. And, are they supposed to, is the season over? I can't even remember what happened in the last episode. And that's a shame, because I can remember how, Bad Wolf ended, and I can remember how, the Tenant seasons ended. I still think that what happened to Donna was, like, really heartbreaking, but, oh, well. Anyway, really short show. My breakfast, I should say, is ready. In case you're wondering, it's shredded ham, and, what kind of chicken is this? Is like a buffalo style chicken, I think that's what they call it at Kroger. Shredded with some yellow American cheese on a fried up, sort of shredded and fried and put on a burrito flour, because we had some left over. So I'm about to go eat. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with another episode.
double win guarantee.